We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Always appreciative of our men and women who serve at any time during the year and their families who also sacrifice, but this weekend is to remember those who paid the ultimate price. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, the founder of It's About the Warrior Foundation here in the Pittsburgh area, Steve Monteleone. Steve, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, I think about the men and women that you know also well, and the reason you founded the organization was to help the post-9/11 veterans in particular, who in many cases had multiple deployments. And in the midst of all of this pandemic information and the COVID-19 effect on everybody, I'm particularly interested to find out how it's affecting our veterans, some who have PTSD.
Well, from my experience and the guys that I have in my organization, it hasn't been the greatest. You're dealing with guys with anxiety, depression starting to set in, and a lot of anger, to be honest with you. A good example, I had a guy call me the other night at 2:30 in the morning, and I was on the phone with him for 2 hours. A guy that had heavy combat and had a young Afghan girl die in his arms, and just a lot of anxiety from being locked up and not being able to do anything. So for me, it's been an experience. So what we've been trying to do is have Zoom meetings on, once a week, just to keep in touch and, just to try to stay positive as much as we can.
Has the care for the nation's veterans and heroes been minimized due to COVID-19 as we focus on clearing the hospitals for the pandemic?
As far as I know, just talking to my guys and talking to people in VA, it has not. Obviously, there's limitations, but, for good example, I had a guy call me yesterday, thought he was exposed, and I told him to call the VA, and they took him right in and got him tested.
Well, that's good news that you want our veterans to have that kind of response when there is a need. What is the biggest need right now for our veterans, Steve?
Well, as of right now, if you're going to include the pandemic, it's, mental and physical health, which is what we're focusing on at my organization. Getting that counseling for the PTSD, traumatic brain injury. And then after that, it's financial. A lot of guys lost their jobs and, they're falling behind in bills and house payments and mortgages. But right now, those are the two biggest needs that I see. And, we're trying to do the best we can because, we've took a little hit from this too, so it's tough on us as well.
Yeah, Steve, you mentioned that the traditional way of veterans working with each other and getting together and helping each other has changed because of COVID-19. How can civilians help a veteran?
Well, obviously right now, the 6 foot, staying away and, social distancing is kind of tough, but, you could call them on the phone. A veteran loves to, just to be listened to. Give them a call on the phone if you want to drive by their house and, wave hello and thank them for their service, stuff like that. It's, stuff that they would really appreciate.
So basically getting back to neighborly love, saying hello to somebody. If you see them wearing the hat that they served or some sort of marker that they are a veteran, then just sort of approach them, but safely at 6 feet, and just sort of thank them for their service. Is that basically what you're implying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a lot of guys, you know, they don't get caught up in the thank you for your service thing. It's just individually, certain guys like that, certain guys don't. But, you know, right now at this time and what we're going through, my suggestion would be, like you said, you know, neighborly love. Just, you know, drive by, say hello, or stop by, keep your 6 foot and say hello, say thank you. And, you know, if they need anything. And again, like I said, most veterans just want to be listened to, especially guys that are struggling. And that's what I do on a daily basis.
Yeah, the underline on listen. That's really the key. Allow people to talk and just freely express themselves without any kind of, you know, judgmental, you know, reaction initially. Just let people talk, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, I've been on the phone the last month, you know, even when this started, you know, up in, like I said, I was up till 4:30 at night. They just want you to listen to them and talk to them. And a lot of my guys know me, and I have a unique relationship because I go out and I get to know my guys. You know, they're not going to be a statistic in my mind. So I personally have a lot of a relationship with my veterans, and they know to call me anytime. I have my son right beside my bed. They call me anytime they want if they're struggling. And you know, these last 2 months have been tough. And you know, like I said, just want to be listened to.
What are some of the programs It's About Warrior Foundation provides?
Well, right now we're really focused on mental and physical health. We have our office in Wexford. We talked to Dr. Tom Burnett in Regeneration Pittsburgh. And right now we're working on the mental side of it with biofeedback with Mackenzie, who's in our office, helps our veterans deal with stress and anxiety in a certain way that she teaches a technique. And then Dr. Burnett works on pain management with trigger points and stem cells and PRP and all kinds of stuff for the pain if, you know, guys have been wounded or blown up or, you know, some kind of injury in the service. And then we all, going back to the mental side of it, we have a vibrant acoustic room where they can lay down on a vibrating bed and listen to some music, and it really calms them down. We have beamer beds, which is a magnetic bed. And then we have our IV drip room, which is pretty cool. There's a different variety of IVs for our veterans. And then, you know, we have our outreach program. We have our hockey team, our veterans hockey team, the Pittsburgh Warthogs, our golf. But obviously not golfing. We just started because it just opened. And then we have our softball teams. And a lot of camaraderie. We like to get together, but it's kind of tough right now because we can't, because usually we got together and hung out for a while and just, you know, had a good time. But that's what the guys like. They like to hang out with other veterans.
For more information, go to IATW.us. Steve Monteleone, the founder and a veteran. We appreciate the work you do with our post-9/11 vets in particular, Steve. And thank you. And we should all remember those who paid the ultimate price for the rest of us. And I know many of your guys have a unique sensitivity to that as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's a lot of people get Veterans Day and Memorial Day mixed up. Monday is a day to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And that's what people need to remember. And, you know, if it wasn't for those people, we probably wouldn't be have our freedoms today. So, you know, it's a big day for a lot of veterans, and we just appreciate people going out and remembering that.
Thanks for your time, Steve. Stay safe.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.